أبو الإخلاص الشرنبولالي رحمه الله. We are going through the Hanafi text called مراقي السعادات, and we reached to the end of غسل, the ritual bath. We are now going to go through the topic of تيمم, and then we will make sure that we read through the text as usual, and then we will complete our sort of short commentary of it. So بإذن الله تعالى we will begin. Make sure, yeah. All right. So the Sheikh, نفعنا الله به, Sheikh الشرنبولالي رحمه الله. He says, باب تيمم يجوز لعذر كعب يجوز لعذر كبعد عن الماء قدر ميل وبرد ومرض وجراحة بأكثر بدنه أو مساوية وخوف عطش وعدو وسبع وفقد الآلة وخوف فوت الصلاة والجنازة أو عيد ولو بناء لا جمعة ووقت ولم يعد ما صلى به ونسي الماء في رحله والله أعلم. Then he says, ويتيمم بكل طاهر من جنس الأرض كتراب ورمل وكحل ونورة وحجر وغبار ونحو الثوب. And then he, رحمه الله, he says, فإذا نوى مسلم رفع الحدث وضرب واحدة فمسح بها وجهه وثانية ومسح بها يديه مستوعبا ولو جنبا صار متطهرا فيصلي به ما شاء من الفرائض والنوافل حتى ينقض بناقض للوضوء أو زوال عذر الذي أباحه وإذا كانت الجراحة دون صحيحة غسل صحيحة ومسح الجريحة إن لم يضره وإن ضره مسحه تركه ولا يجمع بين الغسل وتيمم. So the chapter on tayammum, and tayammum is permissible, as the author mentioned there, yajuzu, it is permissible. And we know that this, the act of tayammum is found in the ayah of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the after the ayah of wudu, after the ayah of wiping the body parts of wudu, in two places in the Quran, when Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina, a'udhu billahi minash-shaytanir rajim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha qumtum ila salat faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq wamsihu bi ru'usikum wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bayn. O believers, when you intend to pray, wash your faces and your arms up to and including the elbows, wipe your head or part of your head, and wash your feet up to and including the ankles. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ جُنُبًا فَاتَّهِرُوا. And if you are in a state of ritual impurity, then purify yourselves. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ أو جاء أحد منهم من الغائط أو لامستموا النساء ولم تجدوا ماء فيتيمموا صعيدا طيبا وامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه وما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم وما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. So the next part of the verse mentions that if you are in a state of ritual impurity, then purify yourselves. If you are ill, if you are ill, وإن كنتم مرضى, if you are ill, أو على سفر, and if you are traveling, أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط, or one of you comes answering the call of nature, like going to the toilet, أو لامستم النساء, or they have engaged in physical relations with their spouse, فلم تجدوا ماء, and you can't find any water, there's no water available, فيتيمموا, then perform dry ablution, صعيدا طيبا, with sort of clean earth, وامسحوا بوجوهكم, rub your faces, وأيديكم منه, and rub your arms. And Allah does not wish to place you in any difficulty, but He wants to purify you and to complete His favor on you so that you may be, so that you may have gratitude or you may be thankful. So this is one of the ayah of tayammum, of dry ablution, the topic that we are talking about today. And the same you'll find in another verse of the Quran as well. We know that an Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that he said, Kunna ma'a Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama fi safarin. We were with the Messenger of Allah on a journey. Fasalla bin nas, and he prayed with the people. Fa'idha rajulun mu'tazil qala. And there was one of the men that had not been, that wasn't part of the congregation who prayed. He removed himself from that congregation, didn't pray. Then the Prophet asked him, alayhi afdalu salat wa atamu taslim, ma mana'ak an tusalli, what prevented you from praying? The man replied, qala asabatni janaba wa la ma'a, I fell in a state of ritual impurity, but And so I couldn't find any water to purify myself to do wudu, or to perform a ghusl, to have a bath. Then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Alayka bis-sa'id fa innahu yakfik." Then what you should have used then is you should have performed tayammum with earth. That would have been sufficient for you. So the man needed water to do a ghusl, to have a bath. He didn't have water, so he thought he wasn't supposed to pray. So he didn't join the congregational prayer. But the Prophet then said to him, well, what you should have done is, you should have done a dry ablution. You should have done it using earth. So that's the kind of verse or basis for tayammum that can be found in the Quran. Many, many narrations of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. So Imam Ashurun Bulali says, يَجُوزُ, it is permissible, لِعُذْرٍ, it is permissible, what is permissible? A tayammum, dry ablution, dry ritual purification, is permissible when there is a valid Sharia reason or excuse, لِعُذْرٍ. Such as the following, كَبُعْدٍ عَنِ الْمَاءِ, being far away from water, whether one is on a journey or one's in their own location, wherever it is, you just can't get access to water. And that distance must be قَدَرِ مِيلٍ, it must be one sort of mile, legal shari'i mile. About 1.9 kilometers. A shari'i mile is roughly about 1.9 kilometers. Wabardin, when it's extremely cold, and that's so cold to the point where one has a reasonable assumption that they will it likely will harm them, that cold. Illness, they'll become ill, or they'll damage their limb, or may even lose their life if it's that cold. Tayammum is not, this cold, wabard, is not, does not mean that if you don't have access to a heater or any means of heating the water, yeah? Wamaradin, being really, really ill. That is being ill to such an extent that one fears loss of life or loss of limb. Either fear is real and it's based on past experience, or there's obviously clear signs that one is ill, or one is advised by a doctor or something like that. Or jirahatin, or because of a wound on the body. بِأَكْثَرِ بَدَنِهِ أَوْ مُسَاوِيَةٍ, whether on the most of the body, أَوْ مُسَاوِيَةٍ, the whole body or most of the body. Tayammum is permissible for khawfi atashin, when one really fears for thirst, such that, you know, one might reasonably suspect that one will be harmed or die. Wa aduwin, and if there was fear of an enemy, aw sub'in, a wild beast. Wa faqadi ala, that one loses any kind of apparatus or any kind of instrument one uses to get water. If one loses that, tayammum is permissible. Wa khawfi fawti salat al-janazah aw eidin, fear of missing the janazah prayer or the Eid prayer. Walau bina'an, even if one has begun building or doing one's prayer. ولا جمعة ووقت ولم يعد ما صلى به والنسي الماء في رحله والله أعلم. Then he says that if one fears the Salatul Janazah or Eid prayer being missed, so if one fears that they're going to miss the entire Salatul Janazah or the Eid prayer, then one can perform tayammum to ensure that they catch the prayer, because these two prayers have no replacement. And Jumu'ah does have a replacement, which is the Dhuhr prayer. And the normal prayer, waqtin, and the normal prayer of the salah, the normal time of the salah, does have a replacement, which is the qada prayer, the makeup prayer. وَلَمْ يُعِدْ مَا صَلَّى بِهِ وَالنَّسْيُ الْمَاءِ فِي رَحِلِهِ. So if one has water in one's sort of ride or caravan or whatever one is traveling in, one has water in there, but one forgets, and they do tayammum thinking there's no water, and then later remember that they do have water. Lam yu'id ma salla bihi, the prayer is not performed again. It's not redone. It's not redone. One doesn't have to redo the prayer again. So it's permissible. So tayammum is permissible for an excuse, and the excuse is if one is far, a mile or so in terms of Sharia mile from water, it's extremely cold, one is really ill, one is wounded on most or all of one's body, one fears thirst, one fears the enemy or some kind of wild beast, one loses any instruments that they need to get water, one fears that the time of the janazah prayer, the funeral prayer, or the Eid prayer will lapse. But it does not hold for the case of Friday prayer or the normal prayers in their prescribed times, because these have replacements. And one does not have to repeat one's prayer if one's rahil, if one's caravan or one's whatever one is traveling in, one has water but forgets that they have it in there, and they pray with tayammum, then, and later they realize they have water, then I have to repeat their prayer. وَيَتَيَمَّمُ بِكُلِّ طَاهِرٍ مِّن جِنْسِ الْأَرْضِ. Tayammum may be performed with any pure substance of the earth. And what do these include? كَتُرَابٍ, like dirt, وَرَمْلٍ, or sand, وَكُحْلٍ, antimony, وَنَوْرَةٍ, limestone, وَحَجَرٍ, stones, وَغُبَارٍ, dust, وَبِنَحْوِ ثَوْبٍ. Even if these are on the clothes, even if any one of these substances is on the clothes. Now, what is then the method? So we've now got why tayammum is allowed. We've now been told by Imam Ash-Shurbulari rahimahullah what types of substances or natural substances of the earth can be used. Now he's going to tell us how to do or perform the tayammum. Then he says, فَإِذَا نَوَى مُسْلِمٌ رَفَعَ الْحَدَثِ. If, when a Muslim intends to remove the state of ritual impurity he's in, then he will commence the tayammum. And tayammum means that. It means the intention. That's what tayammum means. It means the intention to remove purity. Yeah, so this is. So this is the most important part that one needs to do when one is making tayammum. So in Sharia terms, tayammum is seeking to purify yourself using earth. The intention to purify yourself, or raf'u al-hadath, bi shay' tahir min jins al-ard, to purify yourself with something that is pure from the substance of the earth. Now, how do you do it once you make the intention? وَضَرَبَ وَاحِدَةً. You strike the substance that you're going to use, let's say earth or dust or rock, whatever it might be. فَمَسَحَ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ. You wipe your entire face that you would normally wipe, the area you normally wipe for wudu. So the entire dimensions of the face. وَثَانِيَ وَمَسَحَ بِهَا يَدَيْهِ مُسْتَوْعِبًا. Then one wipes one's hands, and then the entire arm as well. Then one wipes one's entire hands and arms. Then the method then is like this. Normally one would, so let's just say this is the surface, it's got dust on it, let's say, or it's a rock, whatever it might be, a limestone, anything that is from the substance of the earth. So you will tap it and shake off any dust. And then one completely wipes the face. One completely wipes the face, all the parts that one would do when one performs wudu. And if one has a big thick beard, then one can run their fingers through the beard. Then the second strike, dharba thaniya, you shake off any dust that's on there, and then taking the left hand, either you can run it all the way up the arm and then run it down again with the palm up of the hand. Similarly, back of the hand, and then run it back down. That's one way to do it, and it's done. Or the other way, is just to make sure you rub all around the arm to make sure the area that would normally be washed for wudu is also covered. Of course, we've got to make sure, you know, our watches are taken off and the earth is run all the way through the arm up until and including the elbows. And that's it for the tayammum. There is no other method of tayammum to do. No one needs to whack anything. No one needs to, you know, it's just striking, meaning tapping lightly. One doesn't need to strike really, really hard. And this is how we find it in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that one does two strikes. One does two strikes and then one performs the wudu. And we get this from the hadith, for example, of Ibn Umar, Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, "Atayammamu darbatan." Tayammum consists of two strikes. Darbatun lil wajh. The first strike is for wiping over the face. Wa darbatun lil kaffain ila al mirfaqain. And the second strike is for the hands and wrists all the way up until and including the elbow. Then he says, "Walau junuban sara mutatahiran." A person who was in a state of ritual impurity, if they perform the ablution, the dry ablution just shown, the two strikes, one to wipe the face and the other to wipe the arms, then they become mutatahiran. They become in a state of purity. فَيُصَلِّيَ بِهِ مَا شَاءَ مِنَ الْفَرَائِضِ وَالنَّوَافِلِ. And now being in a state of ritual purity, a person can pray any obligatory prayer or any nawafil prayer. Any, you know, recommended prayer or non-obligatory prayer. حَتَّى يَنْتَقِضَ بِنَاقِضٍ لِلْوُضُوءِ. Until one does anything that would contravene the tayammum. And the thing that will contravene the tayammum, that will cancel it, nullify it, will be the things that nullify wudu. So if one goes to the toilet, bleeds, things like that. أو زوالي عذر الذي أباحه. The other reason where tayammum becomes invalid is if the reason that allowed us to do the tayammum in the first place, if that's gone, then there is no tayammum. So if we have water and water is plentiful, then we cannot do tayammum, because we have now access to water. Whereas tayammum is a rukhsa, is an exemption from the lawgiver, from Allah Azza wa Jal, for us to perform in place of wudu when there's no water, or if we're unable to perform wudu with water. وَإِذَا كَانَتِ الْجِرَاحَةُ دُونَ الصَّحِيحَةِ غَسَلَ الصَّحِيحَةِ. So if the wound if one has wounds on one's body, إذا كانت الجراحة if one's injured wounded parts of the body, and the parts that are not wounded are more than the ones that are wounded, he must wash the uninjured limbs and wipe the wounded ones. So if you have either kanat al jaraha, if your body has limbs or parts of it that are wounded, and there are other parts that are not wounded, duna sahiha, the other parts that are not wounded, they're healthy. Ghassala sahih, the sound parts of the limbs are washed, wa masaha al jariha, and the wounded parts are wiped. In lam yadhurrahu, as long as one's not harmed in doing it that way. As long as the part that you wipe doesn't harm you. In lam yadhurrahu. Wa in dharrahu, mas'huhu tarakahu. Wa in dharrahu mas'huhu tarakahu. If wiping If wiping is going to harm the person, then he can leave it altogether. If wiping the limb is going to harm it even more, then one can skip it altogether. So if one is going to be harmed by either washing or wiping the limbs, then one doesn't wash or wipe those parts of the body, those limbs. Normally, if وإذا كانت الجراحة دون صحيحة غسل صحيح ومسح الجريح تركه. However, if you have parts of the body that are sound and parts of the body that are wounded, and he's sound, the parts of the body that are sound are more than his wounded parts, then one washes the sound parts and wipes the wounded parts. But if the wiping harms him, then he leaves it. وَلَا يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ الْغَسْلِ وَالتَّيَمُّمِ. It is not allowed to combine washing and dry wiping when one's performing tayammum. So you can't wash some parts of the limb that you like to wash and then wipe other parts with the substance from the earth. You can't do a mix and match. You can't do a mix and match. And Allah knows best. So I'll pause it there for our chapter on tayammum. If there's any questions on there, we will entertain them. Otherwise, we will end it there. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Okay, well, if there's no questions then on this particular topic of tayammum, then what we will continue with next week is the mas al khuffain, wiping over the foot gear. We will go through that, and then wiping over casts, i.e. bandages and dressings and things like that. We'll cover menstruation and other masail related to discharge of blood. And then we will cover bi-ithnillahi ta'ala types of filth. And then we will get on to the ahkam on wells and saliva. And then we will start the bab of salah. So there might be a long lesson next week, but inshallah, it should be okay. Until our next lesson then, see you in our next live session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.